everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dreamcast. It has been a while since I recorded a podcast, and not necessarily on purpose, just lots of things going on in life. And as some of you know, I am writing a book, and so I'm really trying to focus on that because I tend to get a little bit distracted with different creative pursuits. And I really want to finish this book and get it out. And so that's really my goal right now. But what's been so beautiful is that I've been getting messages from people saying, "Where is your podcast? You have not recorded in a while." And I'm like, I didn't know really that many people wanted to hear it. And that's a beautiful thing because it means that we all share a connection, that we have touched each other in some way, and I think that's wonderful. And so I'm going to try and do more while still focusing on my book mainly, because that is my goal right now. But I wanted to talk about some things that I had talked about on my Instagram earlier this week, and it was in regards to attraction. That's something that typically we associate with the physical. Typically, not everyone, but there is so much more that goes along with attraction. And a post I had made talked about mental attraction to one's mindset. Now, I relate wholly to this because Of course the physical draws you. Of course the physical pulls you in initially. When something looks good to us, it attracts us. That's natural and normal. But when you start getting to know someone or become aware of how they think, how they move, how they respond to things, how they initiate things, how they handle things, and you start to really become attracted to that is a whole other level, as opposed to just being attracted to someone's physical body or attributes. And I think it's something that is important for all of us to be aware of, because physical doesn't last, as we all know. But the way a person thinks, how they perceive, how they judge, how they respond, how they create, how they handle discrepancies or things like that, these are things that are going to make or break a relationship with them. And it's important that we are aware of these things as we enter relationships with others. And I'm talking about all kinds of relationships. For example, now this is speaking for me, but if I'm gonna apply for a job, I don't just go to the actual facility, look at the building and say, that looks nice. It looks like a nice place to work. I'm going to apply there. Me, I'm going to do research. I am going to look into how that job's last fiscal year went. What's their turnover like? Are people getting jobs there and leaving quickly? What is their mission? What are their values? Any Better Business Bureau issues? Yeah, I'd look at those. Anything that can tell me what this job is like, what this place holds to, that's kind of gaining some inside interest into their mindset, so to speak. And that's how I decide if I want to align myself with it. same goes for anyone I interact with. And it's so important to realize that those people that we allow into our space are going to influence us. That's just how things work. We influence each other. So it's important that mindsets, values, and such align, and attraction to such is really a very strong thing, because you've moved past that outer being and into the inner. And it can really create such a stronger connection, a stronger bond even, because you connect on a deeper level. I'm curious to know what you guys think about that and how you feel you've connected with people in that way. Do you think is it easy to break those kind of connections because you've connected on that different level? Maybe it is easy because you were attracted to the mindset. You know how they work. You know how they move. So it's easy to just let go when you know it's not necessarily for you anymore. I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing things out.